The 23rd Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No healthy tree bears bad fruit. No poor tree bears good fruit. And each tree is known by the fruit it bears. You don't gather figs from thorns or grapes from brambles. Similarly, the good person draws good things from the good stored in the heart, and an evil person draws evil things from the evil stored in the heart. For the mouth speaks from the fullness of the heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? I will show you what the one who comes to me and listens to my words and acts accordingly is like. That one is like the builder who dug deep and laid the foundations of his house on rock. The river overflowed and the stream dashed against the house, but could not carry it off because the house had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation. The flood burst against it, and the house fell at once. And what a terrible disaster that was." The commentary today is from Father Raimondo Sorgia Manai from Firenze in Italy. Today, the Lord surprises us by advertising himself. It is not my intention to shock anyone with this assertion. It is only that our earthly publicity stunts that lessen the great and supernatural things. What induces us to look at publicity with suspicion are, for instance, promises such as those assuring us that within a few weeks we will be losing 5 or 6 kilos if using a certain trick product, or others to the same extent. But when we have 100% guaranteed product, and as in the case of the Lord, nothing is being sold in exchange for money, and we are only asked to believe in him while considering him our leader and model for a certain style of life, then this kind of publicity should not surprise us and can be accepted as totally legitimate. Has not Jesus been the greatest publicist when he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life"? Today, he affirms that the one who comes to me and listens to my words and acts accordingly is wise and is like the builder who dug deep and laid the foundations of his house on rock. For he now has a well-built house that can face any kind of weather. On the contrary, if the builder is not so sensible, he will end up in the middle of a pile of rubble. And if he was in the house when the flood burst into it, he would lose not only the house, but his own life too. Therefore, it is not enough to get close to Jesus. We have to listen with maximum attention to his teachings, and most of all, to put them into action. For even the curious, the heretic, or the student of history or philology can approach him. It's only by coming close to him and basically by practicing Jesus' doctrine that we will be able to build a building of Christian saintliness as a paradigm for the faithful pilgrims and the glory of the celestial church.